You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We've reached the final stage of the World Match Play 2015 from the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. It'll be Michael van Gerwen taking on James Wade for the crown in 2015. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me to take a look ahead to the final and all the betting is Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Good morning.
We were treated again to two fantastic semi-finals yesterday. We'll start with James Wade's performance against Phil Taylor. Did go a breakdown twice earlier on in the match, but got back and then closed the game out in stoic fashion, really, and did what he needed to do.
Well, as we keep saying, James Wade beats the player in front of him, and it doesn't matter who it is. He seems to be a player that can just, you know, we call him the machine, and his game is very much machine-like. Once he got the 7-all, then he pushed on and made it 8-7. And from there on, holding on to his throw, it was exceptional. You know, 12 darters most of the time. Until Taylor just didn't get any scraps from James Wade's throw at all. And I think that frustrated Philly. You could see he was trying so hard. And James Wade just didn't let up and went on and closed the game up. And I think there's probably, I know James Wade won, you know, like seven majors, but I think that goes down as one of the best performances I've ever seen from him on TV.
Yeah, you make an excellent point there. He just didn't let Taylor get near on his throw. And we've talked in great depth about how fantastic Phil Taylor is at this tournament, but I think this is a sixth or a seventh final appearance here. So James Wade quite likes it at Blackpool as well.
It is, yes. He's always done well. I don't think he's been out of the side of a quarter final in all the match plays that he's played, and he seems to be in a good place at the moment with his game and his mindset. Seems to be very happy, and you know, I've always feeling lucky on a separate on a Pacific stage does give you that little extra 2 or 3% that gets you over the line, and I think that's what's happened with James Wade. He seems to be very happy with his life, he's getting married very soon, and you know, seems to be happy and. That left arm is as smooth as silk at the moment.
Yeah, it's really good to see a man of his quality back on top form. Do you think that self-belief's come back as well, Rod, for him?
That's exactly what has happened. You know, when I say talk about confidence, it's the self-belief in your own ability. And what happened last night will even enhance that even more. You know, Phil Taylor's an icon in this game, and it's funny that people go win tournaments. But if they beat Phil Taylor on a major stage, that seems to give them more confidence to actually win tournaments where they've not had to beat Phil Taylor. It's a crazy situation, but it's a true situation. And I think from last night, although James Wade's very experienced, that will step James Wade up even a little bit more. And we could see, you know, whether he wins or loses tonight, I think for the rest of the year and carrying on, I think we'll see a better James Wade.
Yeah, hopefully so. And he comes up tonight against the imperious Michael van Gerwen, who dispatched Peter Wright yesterday evening. And Peter Wright must feel really aggrieved. I mean, he didn't play badly at all, but it was just a phenomenal performance from Michael van Gerwen. I think through the first eight legs that he won, he'd only missed one dart at the double. Peter Wright wasn't throwing badly at all, keeping up with him in the scoring. It was just that high checkout percentage early on, a magnificent performance.
Yes, it was. And it was something that Michael had to do against Peter. Again, you know, when someone's taken out the doubles cleanly, I think there was five legs on the trot there where Peter Wright had one dart at the double and only won one of the legs. And Michael came over the top of him and just kept nicking legs time and time again. And it kind of got to Peter and wore him down. And then when Michael got in front, you know, when he's got that sort of lead, he's in that sort of game at the moment where he's not going to let it up, not in a semi-final. You know, he's only 26 years old, a young man really, but he's got huge amounts of experience and knows how to close a game out when it gets tight. And certainly he did threw loads of great darts at crucial times in the game last night. And, you know, Peter Wright may think that he's played bad, but he still had over 100 average. But missed doubles at crucial times cost him being in the mix from the end of the game.
Yeah, it's Van Gerwen's second final appearance in as many years, obviously beaten by Phil Taylor last night. Is that, again, something he's going to look to do tonight with James Wade? Just be relentless? And, I mean, if you feel like you're playing well and you come up against a player who's just not giving you a look in on the double, must not the confidence.
That's right. That's what Michael would do tonight. He knows James Wade's game inside out. And Michael will look to get out of the gate quick and stay in front. But, you know, he mustn't take his eye off the ball with James Wade, because everyone knows what James Wade can do. He just steps up there. It doesn't matter who... James Wade plays the dartboard, and he doesn't play the player. He just gets up and plays his own game. The crowd doesn't affect him. That's why he played so well against Minter Sulevic. You know, the slow play just doesn't affect James Wade. He plays his own game. He keeps inside himself in that little cocoon when he's playing. So Michael's going to have to stay focused. Mustn't let James Wade get in front early, because then the pressure will be on Michael to get it back. But I think Michael wants this so much, and he's just got that little bit of an extra game with James, which will get him over the line tonight.
Yeah, set to be a fantastic match no matter what. We'll dive into some of the betting then. Michael Van Gerwen, 1-4 to complete the Triple Crown. James Wade is 3-1. We've got all the match trebles betting, of course, as usual. MVG to win the game with the highest checkout and the most 180s is even money. James Wade to win the game with the highest checkout and the most 180s is 50-1. Handicap set at 5.5. Minus 5.5 legs for MVG is 10-11. Plus 5.5 for James Wade is 4-5. How do you think the game will go, Rod?
Well, I think Michael Van Gerwen is going to win it. He's definitely going to hit more 180s than James Wade, because James is a 140 king. So that William Hill treble for me is the value at evens. You know, I definitely think James will play well and push Michael, but I think Michael's going to win. And 1-4 on doesn't seem a lot of value there for me, but that treble to win most 180s, which is definitely going to happen. The checkout, okay, that can go either way. But the way Michael's playing, I think he'll have a high checkout as well. So that at even seems to be the value bet for me.
Yeah, it's a nice way into the match and a big jump from the 1-4. Can MVG cover that handicap at 5.5?
Well, 5.5, that's a big handicap, a very big handicap. And I think James Wade backers will look at that and think, you know what, I might have a little flutter on James Wade to win the game. But the handicap, that's where the biggest part of my money will go. And if I really thought that James Wade was going to win, then I would take that handicap at 4-5, because that is a huge handicap, plus 5 legs. So, yeah, if he's going to back James, that's where my money would go on that handicap bet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all hoping that this final goes long, as we hope every final in any sporting event goes the distance. The leg spread is 30.5, over and under 5-6. We're going to see those at least 31 legs?
I think James is going to get at least 12, yes. I think that's definitely over. James Wade is not going to go away tonight. He's going to play a solid game. And when you look at it, he's only going to get, you know, say, 13 legs. And I think he'll definitely get that. I cannot see Michael Van Gerwen, unless Michael Van Gerwen gets up there and plays one of the most incredible games he's ever played. We know what a talent he is. But he's got to play absolutely brilliant all the way through the game. But he will have dull periods. And that's where James Wade will pick up legs. And also, he'll win a lot of legs with his own credit. You know, he'll throw 12 darters, James Wade. So he's gonna not go away tonight, and I see him getting at least 13 legs, yes.
Okay, we've got the 9-dart finish price up again. Again, it's 12-1, just as it was in MVG's last match. It's something we've talked about throughout the tournament, Rod. Would you be, again, having a couple of quid on it?
I definitely would. I would absolutely. That's bang on for me. I keep telling everybody to back the 9-dart, and I really cannot believe it's been God knows how long since we've had one. We're well overdue with the amount of talent that's in this game. We've had two missed from Vincent Vandervoort and Phil Taylor. God knows how many times we've had two 180s hit at the start of the game. It must be getting on 15, 16. And for 12-1, when you look at whatever sport it's in, and you look at a 12-1 shot, and you think, well, that could easily happen, then that, for me, is great value. Yeah, I would certainly have some money on that. That for me is a great bet, because especially Michael, he's coming so close to doing it. and he so wants to do it. You can even see when he hits the first 180, he really thinks he's going to hit the nine darter. So 12-1, yeah, get on it.
Okay, yeah, 12-1 then for a nine dart finish. And finally, just for a wrap up then, Rod, a correct score prediction from yourself.
Well, I think James Wade's going to have a good game, but I think that Michael's going to win it. I'm going for 18-14.
18-14 then to MVG is a 9-1 chance with us here at William Hill. And remember, you can listen to all the in-play betting coverage of the World Match Play Final. We'll be staying on until the conclusion of it this evening. It's Mel Wharton, James Butler and Dave Tindall in the in-play studio to guide you through all of the betting markets for the match. Thank you very much for joining me throughout the week and ahead of the final, Rod. And I hope you enjoy the final this evening.
I certainly will. I think we're in for a cracker. It's been an absolute pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.